In eastern Pennsylvania, near Allentown, the East Penn School District is sending some unusual letters to parents. The message is not that Sally is getting poor grades or Johnny is acting up. No, the message is your child is overweight. The man responsible for sending out those letters is George Zhalkowski. He's the director of pupil personnel services for the East Penn School System. He joins us now from his office. Hello, Mr. Zhalkowski.
Hello, how are you?
Good, good. Tell us why you decided to send these letters out.
Because probably it started about 2 years ago with the nurses talking to me about the problem in our school district and just kind of national problems, and we take heights and weights, and basically what we're doing with that information is putting it in a drawer. And we don't do that with other information when we do screenings on vision or hearing or scoliosis. And they felt as health educators we should be much more proactive in addressing this issue, since there's just overwhelming evidence now of the potential for the health risks and the kind of damage it does for kids who are both overweight and underweight.
And you've sent out 380 of those letters, as I understand.
Yeah, probably at this point we've even sent out more since that point. But yeah, it's 380 to maybe over 400 letters.
And what percentage of the student body is that?
That would be approximately about 12.5% of the elementary population that the letters went out on.
And that's the segment that you've screened so far,
that's
the elementary
correct.
Schools.
That's correct.
And what's been the response?
We probably heard from 50 or 60 parents or guardians initially, and I would have to say that response was split about 50-50. Initially, it was very, very negative, and people were quite upset. The latter part of those responses were much, much more positive.
What were the folks that were sending you negative responses saying?
A variety of things. First of all, it's just sort of none of your business. You know, you're in the education business. It's reading, writing, arithmetic, and you have no business sticking your nose in our lives and telling us how to parent our kids and so on and so forth.
And how did you respond to that?
My response to that is that we inform parents of other potential problems. Why wouldn't we be informing them of these problems since we had the information, we're mandated by the state to collect this information, and of the potential health hazard?
Aren't you concerned that you might damage the fragile self-esteem of some of these kids and maybe trigger eating disorders that could be just as harmful to a child's health?
Obviously. I mean, there was a great deal of debate and sensitivity that went into this. I mean, it took us a year to make this decision. It took us the letter that you have a copy of. It probably took 8 or 10 drafts between myself and the nurses to craft that, and we're treating it with confidentiality. We're not presenting this information to the students themselves. Now, the story has come out on the one side in terms of the overweight side, but we are also notifying parents of the issue of underweight with their children.
I've seen some quotes from parents in a couple of news stories about this who suggest the school district is being a little bit hypocritical about this because they serve lunches that are unhealthy, they have vending machines where they offer soft drinks and fatty snacks that kids have access to all day long,
mm-hmm.
and to suggest somehow that, you know, it's the parents' problem that the child is overweight and that the school doesn't share some of the responsibilities, sort of hypocritical.
I don't want to step back and say there is no school responsibility, but I don't know what percentage. The percentage would be minimal of what's actually consumed in a school and what's consumed outside of school. And I think that we have to share in the problem, but it's a notification issue. It's a screening issue. And if you choose to deal with it, that's fine.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for your time.
George Zhalkowski is the director of pupil personnel services for the East Penn School System in eastern Pennsylvania.